Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
I am Renzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it Sunday, bloody Sunday, but we're not done yet. It is the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio, but we still have more to come, including Jason B. Tackerfin's going to step up and in a kick. We're just going to talk baseball. It's been another no-hitter. There was nearly a perfect game, but there wasn't, but there was nearly a perfect game. It's a wild weekend on the diamond, and you know, we've been tracking the Major League Baseball futures just like we've been doing International Football League. We got to get back to the college gridiron as well. We got three or four college football plays in now. We're going to get more in. But as far as the divisions are concerned in Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays are now minus 220 to win the American League East. We brought this up earlier. This is the first time all year the Los Angeles Dodgers have been plus money. The Dodgers, like, opened up, obviously, as, like, massive favorites, man. They were, like, minus 450 or something like that to win a division. 350, 450. It kept on coming down. And even though San Francisco has been in first place all year, the Dodgers were the ones who were favored to win a division all year. And for the last, like, two, 3 weeks, the Dodgers have been lingering in, like, the minus 150 to 65 range, 45. Basically about minus 160 or so, 60, 65. And it's finally moved. It's finally moved. George Costanza, it moved. Minus 135, San Francisco Giants right now to win the division. The Los Angeles Dodgers plus 100. And the Los Angeles Dodgers starting to dial it up a notch right now, absolutely owning and dominating against the New York Mets. San Diego's out of the equation right now. It's amazing, isn't it? Like how, like as quarter of the odds makers, it's 50-1. If you think San Diego to come back and win this division, you can get 50-1 odds. Right now, the Dodgers are plus 100, and I'm not ready to write the Dodgers off. And it's funny because when you look at the most valuable player odds in the National League, Fernando Tatis is like the big favorite too, minus 280. You know, I don't know if it's like the odds makers or it's the media, but the dude's been on the injured list three times this year. Like he's missed significant chunks of the season. And they're 50-1 to win a division. Like Bryce Harper, whatever, like Philadelphia get it. Bryce Harper's plus 480, but the media doesn't like Bryce Harper, right? Fernando Tatis Jr. is very likable. Bryce Harper, they don't like. Max Muncy, they don't talk about. I think Max Muncy actually should be in this conversation. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. It's level 3. and the odds have been shaken up as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The San Francisco Giants, for the first time this year, are now favorites to win the National League West. And I know we've got listeners in Los Angeles and San Diego. Shout out to the Mightier 1090 crew. San Diego guys right now are 50-1, which is just, you know, absolutely insane when you consider, like, I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen anything like that. Like, when you put in perspective, like other teams, like so San Francisco are minus 135, the Dodgers are plus 100, and San Diego is plus 5,000. Yet, let's look at the World Series odds. Like, I've never seen anything like this, that a team is 50-1 to win a division, yet they're 21-1 to win the championship. How twisted is that? How twisted is that? They're 50-1 to win a division, but they're 21-1 to win the championship. The World Series. Updated World Series odds right now. The Los Angeles Dodgers, plus 340. The Houston Astros, plus 480. The Chicago White Sox, 6-1, Field of Dreams style. The San Francisco Giants, 8-1. Tampa Bay, plus 850. Milwaukee are probably the team that nobody talks about the most, that are just sort of cruising, and that'll be a load to deal with in a playoff series due to their pitching staff that they have. I'll credit them. Jason B. Takafin's going to join us in a couple of minutes, and Jason's been high on the Brew Crew. But I got to say, Steve Merrill, Steve's been pretty resilient as far as the Brew Crew are concerned. And some people in the betting markets like Milwaukee due to the fact that they're not going to be playing in a wild card, right? As good as the Los Angeles Dodgers are, they could be playing in a one-game playoff, right? And as it is now, they would be playing in a one-game playoff. So, you know, Milwaukee are a dangerous team. I don't think they're going to win the World Series, Milwaukee, but I get why people like them. I think Oakland are dangerous. So we'll get Jason's thoughts on this, considering that he used to work for the Oakland Athletics and the Toronto Blue Jays. The three-time champion, Jason B. Takafin, will step up and in and kick it with us. We're talking baseball on the Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Let's do this thing. Let's talk baseball with a three-time champion, the general manager, the executive, our executive, won three championships with the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate, the Vancouver Canadiens. Also worked with the UFC as well. Jason P. Takafin steps up and in. Jason, it's always a pleasure, man. How you doing?
Gabe, thanks so much for having me. We actually have an angry former Vancouver Canadian. Noah Syndergaard played for us in 2011. And he had some things to say about the Sunday night baseball being moved to 7 p.m. with them taking a road trip later on tonight.
Well, you know Noah Syndergaard. As you stated, he played for you. And when I was in New York, and I like Noah, I like that, the guy tells it like it is. He speaks his mind. But he's also been known in New York amongst the New York media as sort of the resident complainer, right? Yeah. Oh, boy, what's Noah bitching about now? Noah's upset. Yet you think that Noah Syndergaard had a point this time. So basically, guys, The Dodgers and Mets were supposed to play a day game today, and the New York Mets are going out west to play the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And their season is on the line right now. Their game gets moved into the primetime Sunday night spot this evening. And Noah Syndergaard was enraged, pointing out the fact that, listen, we're going to the West Coast, and now you've got us leaving in the middle of the night. We're going to arrive in San Francisco at like 4 or 5 in the morning or something like that now, and we're playing the first-place Giants. And I liked how he dropped, and we're playing the effing first-place Giants.
Yeah.
Right? So what do you make of this? But, you know, you said you're the general manager, so I understand your point of view. And at first, I sort of thought, you know what, dude? You're on a good team. It is what it is. It's part of the responsibility of being on a good team. But ultimately, did baseball make a mistake in moving the Mets?
You know, no one's going to have sympathy for a very well-paid player who hasn't played this year that is still getting a guaranteed contract when they're flying first class and the wine's going to taste the same and their T-bone steak's going to taste the same. Doesn't matter what time it is. But I think he has a point here because they're not only playing the Giants for three straight, then they're playing the Dodge. They have 7 games in 7 days. Not only that, their Giants game that starts on Monday, it starts at 6:45 local. Dave, they're going to get in at about 5 or 6 in the morning San Francisco time, and that's maybe, right? Like, there may be delays. There may be all kinds of stuff that may hinder that. And I agree with him. He should be complaining because they're playing big-time games. Major League Baseball is concerned about player safety, and having them play 7 games in 7 days on a different time zone after flying Costa Crunchy, that may not be the smartest move in terms of health. Now, again, you're not going to win an argument when you're incredibly well-paid and you're flying in a private plane and you're sipping on the finest wine. I get that aspect. But I agree with him in that they want to make sure that they are playing properly, or they are fully rested and they are at their most optimal level. And arriving 5-6 in the morning for 7 games in 7 days just isn't optimal.
So as a general manager, what can you do about it, though? Who makes that decision? Like, does baseball just tell you, baseball, we move the game and that's that? There's no debate. Like, there's no, like, we're not calling the owner. We're not calling anyone to ask you guys what you think about this.
Yeah.
We have moved the game. Simple as that, right?
That's it. I mean, you'll maybe, if there's a huge weather warning that much in advance, then they'll be able to say, okay, well, now you won't obviously know that far in advance. But, you know, Gabe, it's the same. You hear a lot of the language when the NFL teams have to go to London. You hear a lot of the same language when the NHL teams go to Europe. They just say, listen, it's a privilege. They toe the company line. They know that they know that.
NBA Christmas, Jason, same thing. Like, some guys are like, hey, we're playing Christmas. It's like, bro, you're playing Christmas because you're on a good team.
Right.
And like you said, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to play against Michael Jordan on Christmas, right?
100%. Like, now, in baseball, the salaries aren't tied to revenue. So there's not a situation where someone can clap back at Syndergaard and say, well, actually, ESPN pays X amount over 7 years, and that goes to your salary. So you better sort of like it.
No, that's a good point.
So in the NFL, nobody says a thing, not just because they have a weak players union, but because they know that, look, every team has to do it. Just like every NFL team has to play on Thursday. The Mets, I would be mad if I were them. I think the 6:45 local start also kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's just the final.
It's the extra salt in the wound also.
And couldn't have baseball been cool and sort of said, all right, listen, and then told San Francisco, listen, guys, push the game back to 7:40. So we came in an extra hour.
So then what you're doing is now you're compromising 2 games.
Yeah.
And San Francisco has built, and listen, if it were up to me, every single team would start their home games, their weekday night games at 6:40 or 6:45. You start your pregame show at 6 o'clock, you get all your commercials in, you capture as much sunshine as daylight as possible. I always encourage teams to do that. Starting later, especially if school's going to start in a couple weeks, isn't the right move. I say just screw up 1 game and that's it. Don't sort of snowball everything. If, let's say, this was a playoff game, or if the Mets and, you know, Giants, like if it was a much bigger game where it was also on national TV, they can say, okay, well, let's move this game back and let's sort of move things around. But that just isn't the case. But I agreed with Syndergaard. There's only so much you can move things around before you have to look at player health. And again, they're in private jets. MLB has the strongest union in the world. He does have a point here.
Jason B. Takafin with us. Jason, I was upset earlier in the week about a similar logistics situation, and I'm curious your take also from an executive perspective. And I said, there's no way in hell that other teams would be doing this. So you look at the Field of Dreams game, and I look forward to your take on the Field of Dreams game. We'll get that after. But look at the Field of Dreams game. They gave these guys off the day off the night before and the day off after. Now, the day off after was planned in case there was rain. And, you know, they didn't want to rain out the game so they could play the Field of Dreams game on Friday if they had to. But nevertheless, long story short, the Yankees got time off for going to Iowa, bro. Was it like, oh, like the, you went to Japan, you went to Iowa, you got 2 days off around it. Toronto Blue Jays played the Angels earlier in the week, bro. So Angels, Blue Jays were supposed to play, I think it was June 30th or whatever the hell it was, whatever the date, right? Yeah. They were supposed to play in Florida earlier this year. One of the games in their series got rained out. They did not play. It's a home game for the Toronto Blue Jays that was not played. They played that Blue Jay home game in Anaheim, bro.
Yeah.
And the thought process was, well, we're not, and the Blue Jays happened to be going to Anaheim. So they just tacked the game on, played the doubleheader. And the theory was, well, we're not going to make the Angels fly who were playing the Dodgers in L.A. So they're like, we're not going to make the Angels fly 3,000 miles to Toronto to play the Blue Jays for one game and then fly back 3,000 miles to Anaheim to play the Blue Jays in a series. And I'm thinking to myself, would the New York Yankees or Boston Red Sox giving up that home game? It's like the home game's supposed to be in Florida. Now it's in Toronto. The Blue Jays have already been getting screwed for 2 years, bro. Like, no more getting screwed. What's your take? That one upset me. Because I don't think the Yankees would have agreed to give up a home game.
Yeah, I agree. Firstly, the Field of Dream games. The Yankees and White Sox played getaway games. They had very early starts on Wednesday. So they arrived in Iowa Wednesday night. That may or may not have happened, even if without Iowa. But I agree with you. Getting that extra day on Friday really insulated them quite a bit. And also, it did sort of, it was a safety net just in case there was a rain delay or just in case something went wrong. I agree with you. I don't think that the Yankees or Red Sox would have lost a home game. I do think that because Toronto's in Canada and we live in a COVID world and we want to, you know, we want to cram as many games as possible into sort of a, you know, a semi-condensed schedule, and we want to sort of be as safe as possible. It's easy to just do that in Anaheim. Now, if the Blue Jays were selling at 50,000 people capacity and there wasn't an issue, and then they would maybe have a gripe about that. Or if this was in the early 90s when the Orioles and Blue Jays were the big market teams, and the small market teams were the California Angels.
For the record, they lost the game, the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
They lost the game. I'm just saying, let's say they miss out by half a game, bro, in the end. It's like, well, that was another home game that we didn't play at home in Toronto. And look at the record in Toronto, guys, compared to everywhere else. They went 9-2. All right? They went 9-2 last week. All right, there's a ton of more stuff to bitch about here. We'll chase some beat back a bit. And we're going to...
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Some odds as well. The late night anger match will crash continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenzo. We're kicking it on SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Jason B. Takafin, three-time champion, the executive, kicking it with us. So, Jason, the Field of Dreams has been discussed, and it has been announced that they're going to do it again next year. But what were your takeaways from the Field of Dreams game? Pretty much a picturesque, perfect night for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, this was probably the best night Major League Baseball had since Game 7 of the Cubs and Indians, and it's probably the best night Major League Baseball's had in the regular season since the Cal Ripken game in September of 95. It had a ton of eyeballs. They set a ton of records in terms of women watching and teenagers watching. It was the most watched regular season baseball game on Fox since 2005, which was an October 1st game with the Red Sox and Yankees, which that was for the division, so of course that's going to be pretty good on a Saturday afternoon. I love the concept. I love the majesty of it. I love the Hollywood aspect of it. I love the fact that they're playing to the strengths of baseball, which is the history, the movie, the charm, the memories, the childhood, all that great stuff. I think they should even do two games. I wouldn't be upset if they did a night game and an afternoon game. And I know you start to get into if there is a rain delay and you're pushing back a few games, but the more the merrier. I think the timing was perfect also. It's before the NFL started. It's before basketball started. It's in the dead of summer, right before the kids get back to school. Perfect timing. And of course, the game ended amazingly with Tim Anderson hitting a walk-off home run.
Yeah, you know what? I think you raised a good point. One thing, yeah, you hit a walk-off home run in the middle of the night, right? The game went on forever. And it's, you raised a good point about something. What does baseball really have? They don't, you know what I mean? They've got tradition. Like, if you talk about, like, what do we lean our hat on? What, like, if you're the NBA, we have stars, right? We've got superstars, you know, we've got pop culture superstars. You know, NFL, what do we got? Well, people like to bet on our sport. That's what we got, right? We got gambling, and people love to bet on our sport. What does baseball have? Tradition, right? That's their staple, and I don't think they sell it enough, actually. I don't think they push it enough. And remind, you got to pull at the heartstrings and remind, hey, guys, remember, you love this game. Remember when you were kids and you used to go? Like, they've got to remind people and rekindle the love affair with the game. And, you know, something you just said about multiple games, you know what I'd like to see? More teams. Not just two teams. How about, like, you know, not a tournament, but, you know, four teams. You know, even six. You know, you can have a guy, you know, 2 days of baseball, 2 days of baseball in the afternoon, night, you know, four games and 2 days of baseball with a bunch of different teams.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do with this. I think you can bring in, you could take a page out of, let's say, the UFC's playbook. When they go to a town, they bring a lot of alumni. They bring a lot of former stars to do autographs and sit downs. You can make a very big deal out of this. There's no shortage of great alumni for the White Sox and Yankees in this instance. They could have done all kinds of great things to activate during the course of the games. I'm with you. I would bring four teams in, or at the very least, get a few more games going. Listen, Gabe, I've been saying forever that Sunday Night Baseball during Cooperstown should be in Cooperstown, where they have the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir. That should be your.
They should be having afternoon.
Like the NFL.
They should be having afternoon World Series weekday games, right? What's the worst that can happen? The ratings can't go any lower. Dodgers and Red Sox in 2018 had the third lowest World Series rating ever. That's the Dodgers and Red Sox.
I know, but that's when you know executives better than I do, but that's what Procter & Gamble and everybody says, no, we're not putting this on during the day. But you can tell them, listen, have you done worse? You're right. And should note, though, like the St. Louis Cardinals are a good example. Like the Cardinals were supposed to be in the Field of Dreams game. It wasn't even the Yankees. It was the Cardinals. Like it wasn't scheduled. Like it was going to be last year, but the pandemic shut it down. Yeah. And this year, due to scheduling and stuff, they couldn't work it out. So it ended up being the Yankees instead of the Cardinals. And listen, the Yankees have that tradition and that, you know, historical or mystical brand, so to speak. But it's Iowa, bro. The St. Louis Cardinals are kind of middle of America's team, right? You know that. That's the Heartland's team, the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't think that. Look, they could have the Cubs and Cardinals there. I don't think either of those teams would want to give up a home game against each other, especially in the last 2 years where they haven't played at full capacity with 81 full games. Last year, obviously, there was no fans. Here, they only incrementally let in fans into the game, so they lost some openings. That said, I'm okay with doing a White Sox and another team from the Midwest. I'm okay with you know, a Cincinnati, sort of someone where, you know, Cleveland, a team where they do have history. Listen, you need to play to your strengths in every capacity. And I think that baseball should go back to what's the worst that happens if you do one afternoon game? What if the ratings are very good? What if people listen on the radio? What if people watch on their phones? What if you don't know until you try? There are a lot worse things there's a lot worse things you could do. I think that baseball needs to be able to say, okay, what do people love baseball for? They have Theo Epstein leading a focus group of changing the rules and to see what fans like. Fans like when guys are running full speed. So what are they doing? They're making rules to put the ball in play more. They're in minor league baseball in one of the leagues. They're moving the mound back a foot. They've talked about maybe even having all four infielders having to be in the infield so to get rid of the shift. to make it, you know, more to get rid of the depth when they put the ball on the ground. These are things that they're listening to fans. And I think with the overwhelming success of the Field of Dreams, you may see either more of it or you may see even – listen, you may see even more cool stuff like this. Let me give you this question. Why wouldn't the Anaheim Ducks do a home game at the school or the rink that they went to in Minnesota to film the movie?
Yeah, great idea. Right? And also, how about we've got to get a game in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get the Blue Jays versus Manny Tatis and Vlad Jr., or San Diego versus Toronto, or get the Dodgers in the DR. It would pop. And you look at the amount of players that are from the Dominican Republic. They played exhibition games there before. They've gone there, but not a little while. And I think that's something they should. I mean, hell, they've gone to London. We're doing Iowa. I mean, think about the Dominican Republic as well.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that they can do. It's such a long season, and I think stuff like this breaks up the monotony on a national level because
you're right.
You get to Sunday night baseball, Monday night baseball, Saturday afternoon baseball, and I think you don't know if you don't try. And I think baseball's in a situation where it's not national anymore. It's really heavily local. It does really well local, but what's the worst that can happen? They just tried something. They're one for one. You could have said the same thing about the Sabres-Penguins in 2007. Why do an outdoor game? Why are you doing this? And look at what happened. It literally set the tone for the next 15 years. They did an outdoor game at Dodger Stadium game.
That became one of the staples, actually, for the NHL and the NBC contract. That was like NBC was like, no, we're doing that game on New Year's Day because we do well with this. We do better with this than we do with your Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah. You know what? They had a World Junior game, Canada-US. In Buffalo outdoors. It just became a staple. And guess what? This Field of Dreams, it's a staple also. Like, it's not going anywhere.
Jason B. Takafin with us. So, Chris Sale was a staple.
Yeah.
And he was one of the most dominant Major League Baseball pitchers. But it's easy to forget since we hadn't seen him since August 13th, 2019.
Yeah.
So, essentially, two full years in between pitches, Tommy John surgery for Chris Sale. We kept talking, Chris Sale's going to be coming back. Chris Sale's going to be coming back. Chris Sale comes back, strikes out 8 batters on 89 pitches, gave up a couple of solo home runs, but the Red Sox and everybody were very pleased with what they saw, considering, you know, he topped out at 96 for the record. In 2019, his average fastball was 93.4. On Saturday, his average fastball was 93.3.
Yeah.
So there was no velocity lost. But talk to me, Jason, about Tommy John surgery. And they say there's not really a concern about velocity, but some guys can lose their control after Tommy John.
Yeah, Chris Sale, they kind of slow roasted bringing him back. He threw 20 innings in the minors in the last month. He had a 1.35 ERA, including 9 2/3 in AAA Worcester, where he had a 0.93 ERA. So they didn't rush him back. Chris Sale is interesting because he is very much like Randy Johnson. He is tall. He is lanky. He's a big lefty. He finished in the top 5 in Cy Young 6 straight years. In terms of Tommy John, look, Nate Eovaldi, who's on the Red Sox staff, he had Tommy John twice, and his velocity is no problem. They call it like the legal legal performance enhancer because it just tightens up your shoulder, and some pitchers even get a higher velocity. You obviously lose a year of service time, but at the same time, if you're under contract, like Nate Eovaldi was the second time, and Chris Sale was this time, Nate Eovaldi's making $17 million a year. Chris Sale's making $30 million a year. So they're perfectly happy. Thank you very much, Kurt Flood, for that. Thank you very much for a very strong union. I think they managed Chris Sale excellently in this regard. I think he's going to come back. He is going to be the massive injection that the Red Sox need. And you know what? If he's hurt, if he's injured, then they would have seen that in the minor leagues. That's why they let him get his pitch count up. Now you can say, well, he's playing the Orioles. The Orioles hit him pretty decently, actually, except for Hunter Renfroe throwing out a runner at third base when he came off the bag a little bit for instant replay. He got into some trouble, but he got himself out of trouble. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Red Sox do with this horse coming back into their rotation. He's led the league in strikeouts twice, inning pitched once, FIP twice. Like, he's a strikeout guy. They need him to throw 100 pitches plus every start.
Now, the Red Sox stopped the bleeding. Right. And it was a big wound. They stopped the bleeding a little bit and they're in the, you know, they're right here right now. You know, like we said, they put a Band-Aid on the collapse, but boom, now here are the Yankees. It just keeps coming. Right.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming right now. Then you get Texas after that. They're 3 games out right now. They're in the mix. Like I said, they didn't, you know, the collapse started, but yeah, I guess Baltimore were the right team at the right time for them, right?
It was perfect. The Red Sox had lost five straight series. They were 5-11 in that span, including losing a series to the Yankees. They really need the Orioles to right a few wrongs. They also brought back Kyle Schwarber. He got a few hits. He's going to add a lot of lefty strength to go along with Rafael Devers. The Orioles are the right team at the right time. The massive series against the Yankees this week is an understatement. The Yankees have a makeup game, ironically, against the Angels on Monday at Yankee Stadium. Then they go to Boston for three. It is going to be absolutely enormous. And they're both Sale and Cole will not be pitching in this game, in that series, rather, excuse me. So it is going to be just a test of which team is deeper. Yankees are really hot right now. And as a Red Sox fan, I'm actually very worried about that because the Yankees have won 10 out of their last 11 series, including the one they just lost here. If you take away that Field of Dreams loss and the loss where they lost to the Red Sox.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
They have won 11 straight series. That's incredible. Like, that's
amazing.
Incredible.
That they haven't gained more ground. We talked about that last week. All right, we'll take a quick break. One more segment with Jason on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger match request continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're kicking it with Jason B. Takafin. Man, time always flies by on Sunday nights. The quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Jason, why don't you let people know where they can find you? You drop your podcast every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday morning, I'm at Jason B. Takifman. Our podcast is at IBWAA Podcast.
All right, so we were talking about the American League East, and you were discussing the New York Yankees and how these guys, what, they won, what'd you say, 11 to 12 series? 10 of 11? 11
yeah,
to 12?
Yeah, they won 10 out of their last 11 series, but they haven't gained very much ground because the Rays have been so hot. The Oakland A's have won 8 straight games before dropping 2 or 3 to the Rangers this past weekend in Texas. They got to an 11, a season high, 19 games over. It's going to be a dogfight the rest of the way. I think you're going to see a situation where there may be a team that has the 7th or 8th best record in baseball not make the playoffs.
It's incredible.
Yeah, the AL wild card. I mean, you look at the AL East, and the Blue Jays are 9 games over 500. They're 4th.
Yeah, and they're 11-1 right now to win a division. I want to talk about the A's in a second because I took them. I got a piece of them. So as it is right now, and we told you guys, man, you know, the Rays – it was minus 120 a couple of days ago, and we said, that's crazy. Now it's minus 220. So the Rays are minus 220, Red Sox plus 350, the Yankees are plus 800, and the Blue Jays are 11-1 to win the American League East. Now, as far as the American League West was concerned, you know, Jason, I knew that the Astros aren't the Mets. So was it the same situation where I was like, all right, I'm going to take the Phillies because they're only 2 back at plus 390, and I'm going to take the Braves at plus 340 because they're only like 2.5 back. Because the Mets are falling apart. The Astros are not falling apart, but the Athletics were 2 games back earlier in the week, Jason, and they were plus 460 to win a division. So I said, how the hell do we not take this just out of principle, only being 2 back? And then they went on this big tear, bro. They won like 8 games in a row and stuff. And now, you know, here we are at the end of the week. You look at the standings, and they somehow lost a damn game on the Astros. They're 3 back now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of respect for the A's out there, even though Starling Marte has got a 985 OPS since being traded to the A's. Matt Chapman may get player of the week this week. He has an OPS over 1250 just in the last week. They just swept Cleveland. Their rotation of Bassett, Irvin, Manaya, Montes is really good. Lou Trevino in the back end. They have, you know, obviously, president of the Matt Olson fan club. He's having a great year. They don't get a lot of respect. I think it's because they're in a small market. I think because every time you hear about the A's, it's about them negotiating with the city for their new stadium.
Yeah.
And Astros are everyone's kind of they're like the heel in wrestling, right? But they're just doing things really quietly. That's really good value you got for the A's. I still think they're going to make the playoffs, and I think whether the A's or Astros come, they're going to be the wild card and obviously NL West winner or the AL West winner. And it's going to be between the Yankees, Red Sox, and Blue Jays for last wild card spot.
Do you like the Athletics in a playoff series, let's say a five-game series? Because a lot of people, well, they don't have the pitching that matches up with these other teams. Because I'm really high on the Athletics. I think they're dangerous, and I think they can go to the world. Like, if you ask me now, who do I think is going to the World Series out of the American League? I would say the Athletics or Astros. But the Astros are the ones that are favored to. They're expected to, so to speak. The White Sox are right there. And I don't know, am I discounting the White Sox? No, but as far as the Athletics are concerned, let me just ask you about the A's. Do you buy in? Can they make it to the World Series? Do they have the pitching and the makeup to win 5- and 7-game series?
I do, because of the four starters I just mentioned, Bassett, Irvin, Manaea, and Montes. So what I'm saying is they can play a one-game wild card and then in 36 hours or even less, turn it around and still throw in games one, two, three, a very good starter. Starling Marte batting second is just incredible. It balances the lineup so well with Tony Kemp leading off. And I'll tell you a little dirty secret about the White Sox no one's talking about. They're 16-21 against teams over 500. They're 14-15 since the All-Star game. And the reason why no one's talking about them is because they have no challengers. The Indians are 10 games back, and the Tigers, which we can get into, they're 11 games back. But they have no competition. And if they continue the season like this, where they're, let's say, 500 for 2 months, there's going to be a lot of questions coming at them, even though they probably have the AL Cy Young winner, and either Carlos Rodon or Lance Lynn. Whoever doesn't win is going to be finished third. La Russa may win the manager of the year, but they have last year's rookie of the year, Luis Robert. They have last year's AL MVP, Jose Abreu. There's going to be a lot of questions around them. I think the White Sox would be very beatable in that situation.
Jason B. Takafin with us for a couple more moments. Speaking of the White Sox, remember last week we discussed, we said Lance Lynn, not great odds. It was like minus 170 or so.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, but it looks like he's going to win. He's minus 220 right now. Mm. Garrett Cole is plus 300. Carlos Rodon is plus 750 as far as the Cy Young is concerned.
What's Robbie Ray?
Man, Robbie Ray's been pitching great, 12-1.
So
let me ask you about Robbie Ray, because somebody asked me earlier in the week. They said if the Blue Jays made it to a wild card and it was a one game off, who would be the pitcher? And I said, well, Robbie Ray's been their best pitcher.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he'd be the guy that they'd throw out there. I said, since they just traded for Berrios, I imagine they would roll Berrios out there. But would you go with Robbie Ray in a one game off with the Jays? Who would you go with in a wild card if you have to pick?
Yeah, I would go Robbie Ray. He's probably going to me. So if the Jays actually make the playoffs, it'll probably be because Robbie Ray has taken them there. And if the Jays have the opportunity to set up their rotation, obviously you would say, okay, are they playing a team that hits lefties very well? So you can maybe have, if you have a choice between Berrios and Robbie Ray,
you may want to say,
okay, you want to take a team who does not hit lefties very well. I would go with Robbie Ray. He has been lights out since he got traded from Arizona last year. He's really a leader on that team. Not to mention, if you throw Robbie Ray in that one game wild card, then you can have Berrios, Manoa, Hyunjin Ryu. You can get creative by maybe even sticking Ryu as game two, so you have righty, lefty, righty, then come back with Robbie Ray either in the bullpen in game two and as a starter for game four. That's what I would do personally. So I would go lefty, righty, lefty, righty, and you're not losing anything. Those are four great starters, by the way. In the offseason, Blue Jays are going to have a lot of questions about who they're going to re-sign. It starts with Marcus Semien, who may have surpassed Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for the number two in the AL MVP race. But he's going to deserve a big contract. He's going to get it from somewhere. I just hope for the Blue Jays' sake, it's in Toronto. But Robbie Ray's unrestricted also, and that's going to be a big question too, is they're going to need to keep him. He has been absolutely, like I said, lights out for the Blue Jays since he got traded last year.
Jason B. Takafin with us. Looking at the National League, Cy Young, we got a piece of Zach Wheeler at plus 300.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jason. I know you've been pounding the pavement and beating the drum.
We're going to need to talk about Zach Wheeler for the MVP also if the Phillies get there. He's got a 6.0 war right now. It's tops in the National League. And that includes giving up 4 earned runs in 6 innings today to lose the series against the Reds. That's his worst start since July 7th. It's the least amount of pitches he's thrown since June 22nd. He's probably going to be in a fight with his own teammate for the NL MVP, Bryce Harper, who is literally putting up unbelievable numbers in the last month. 1250 OPS, 6 home runs, took a 500 on base since the All-Star game. 500 on base. That is unbelievable. It's going to be him and Wheeler for the MVP. Now, Tatis is back. He just hit 2 home runs today, so he's got something to say about that. But I'm a little bearish. I'm not very confident in the Padres. I think they're actually going to – they've left the back door wide open for the Cardinals, for the Reds, for other teams to creep in. And they've closed their front door by falling so far behind the Giants and Dodgers.
I don't understand, and I like Tatis a lot. I think he's a great kid. But I don't understand the love affair. Number one, San Diego's not, like you said, like it's not like they're in first place. They're not dominant, and he's been hurt half the season all the time.
Right.
How is he the MVP? Like, how can anyone justify it? Not to mention, he's on a team with a million other good players, bro.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, he's carrying these guys. No, they're deep as hell.
They're
like, how is he the MVP? He's not the MVP.
He'll win MVP because he's really valuable. And
because he's popular, who's having more of an impact? Bryce Harper, but the media doesn't like Bryce Harper.
I think if the Phillies make it, they'll have to have Bryce Harper because his numbers will just be too staggering. And especially now that Tatis has moved to right field, that's to protect his shoulder. They say it's like he can get back quicker. He certainly hasn't missed a beat. He hit 2 home runs today. I think if the Phillies make it, it'll be on the back of Bryce Harper and on the back of Zach Wheeler. And I think you'd have to give it to them, especially because if the Phillies do make it, most likely, they may even make it as a wild card and knock the Padres out.
Yeah, you know what, though? There's a possibility that Zach Wheeler – but what? Let me just throw Chris and Walker Buehler at you, because I've got Wheeler at plus 300, and I'm really close. I haven't done it yet. I wanted to ask you. I've come so close to doing it a few times. I could just take Walker Buehler at plus 300 right now as well and sort of end my stress.
Yeah.
Unless Burns comes in and wins, but I don't think he will. I think it's between Zach and Walker right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think between Peralta, Woodruff, and Burns, those 3 Milwaukee pitchers, they kind of dilute themselves. And Kevin Gausman, I think, is tucked away. The Giants are so far and away the best team. They actually have the most amount of wins with 76. That's 4 better than the next team. I don't think he'll get it because everyone is on fire. Taking Buehler's a pretty good hedge, right? And if you can end your stress right now, I would take Buehler plus 300 because it's going to be Wheeler and Buehler. Those are pretty good odds right now. If you can get money, no matter who wins there, that's
plus
pretty.
Plus, I'm a Dodger fan, so I don't want to really be angered. I'm like, oh, my God, I could have gone at plus 300, and I didn't, and I took Wheeler at plus 300. So I'll bite the bullet. Hey, you bet 2 guys at plus 300. One of them wins. Hey, you take your money, and you move on. And it'll pad my NFL bankroll. All right, Jason, because that's the great thing about baseball futures. You get paid on that Sunday, right? As soon as, like divisions and win totals.
That would be true.
The second, that season's over, bro. It's about 7 o'clock on Sunday night before Sunday night football. And you're like, damn, man, my account just, really, really got bigger because of all those baseball plays. So before we get you out of here, Jason, I always love talking ball with you. So you mentioned we got the one game, the one-off, the Angels and the Yankees on Monday, and then the Yankees get Boston. Man, the Cubs have been terrible. Huh? The Cubs are at Cincinnati. Keep your eye on the Braves. Braves in Miami, and the Braves are starting to these guys are just sort of systematically chipping away right now, too.
Yeah, the Braves, no Suna, no Cunha Jr., no Mike Soroka, no Ian Anderson. And they've just, they haven't missed a step. Jorge Soler, they brought in 11 games, has an OPS over 1,000 with 3 home runs since they got him from Kansas City. One thing to watch, with the Cubs, I actually hit the under very hard, 78.5 at the beginning of the year. This situation with selling off all their pieces and having a long rebuild, we had talked about that. Jed Hoyer, their president of baseball operations, he's used to making big trades. He traded Hanley Ramirez, he traded Manny Ramirez, he traded Gleyber Torres. He's not afraid to roll the dice, so to speak. So you knew that was going to happen on the Cubs' end. They are very bad. One thing to look for with the Red Sox, with the Red Sox, is those three straight games. How are they going to put Kyle Schwarber into the lineup? Rafael Devers is absolutely on fire. He's got an OPS of 1050 in the last 28 games. He's got a WAR above 4 right now. And if Vladimir Guerrero Jr. continues his slump, which is hard to say that because he's still leading baseball in total bases, on base percentage, second percentage, guys like Marcus Semien, Rafael Devers could jump him in the MVP race. But Yankees Red Sox Tuesday to Thursday is going to be absolutely incredible.
Jason B. Takafan. One more time, Jason, where can people follow you on Twitter and find your great baseball podcast?
At Jason B. Takafman, and my podcast is at IBWAA Podcast.
All right, Jason, it's always a pleasure, my man. I've really enjoyed talking baseball with you this season. I've really enjoyed this campaign, the Major League Baseball season itself. I think it's been great, and I think the playoffs are going to be off the hook, man. Playoffs are going to be off the hook.
This is one of the best baseball seasons in years. There's so many teams involved. Gabe, there was a no-hitter.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Last night, we didn't talk about
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. And again, his first ever start, actually. Yeah, I know, I can't even believe it. First ever start. Yeah, it's actually fourth appearance, so he's pitched before. But yeah, first ever start. Unbelievable. Jason B. Takafan. Thanks, Jason.
Expert perspectives and actionable insights 24 hours a day.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Jason for throwing it down with us here on this Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, kicked it with us as well. So we're in football future mode. We'll continue the theme tomorrow. Rick Saratella is going to step up and in. George Kurtz kicks it with us on Mondays. More football. A regular season around the corner. We'll start talking more college football. I want to go conference by conference, actually. I think that's what we'll do. We'll start this week. Just sort of jump in and say, all right, here are the odds for this conference. Where's the value? We spent so much time. I've looked a lot at win totals. You know, every night, man, and I'll do it again tonight. I'll just sort of look at the win totals. Stuff changes. All right, are we missing anything? And then we'll get into college. FanDuel keeps posting more and more and more and more teams as well to add to the rotation. And there's going to be some spots, but, you know, there's more than just win totals when it comes to futures. We also have, division winners, conference winners, etc. So we're trying to build a portfolio. We'll try to find the best bets for you guys as the season approaches, and then there's going to be no turning back, man. All right? The college football season is around the corner. We're ready to do this thing. We're now less than 2 weeks away. Countdown to kickoff. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
You- You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.